One Utah nonprofit aims to connect off-grid residents with essential services they've been denied due to lack of a physical address. Daleen Redhorse is an addressing specialist with the Rural Utah Project. She explains for those who live on the Navajo Reservation in San Juan County, formal street addresses are rare, so families may go without access to services, from mail delivery and internet to emergency medical services and the government-issued ID they need to vote. Redhorse is helping people get connected with the open-source Plus Code tool developed by Google, which consists of 10-digit versions of conventional geo-coordinates.
We're able to put people back in the right precinct or have them registered in the right precinct. Not only that, while doing this job, we're able to reach people who had no idea of where to register to vote. We're able to bring these forms to them, get them registered.
Redhorse says the technology is simple and useful. The Rural Utah Project identified voting as a key target for the initiative when it found almost 90% of Navajo residents were registered by San Juan County at the wrong location and a quarter in the wrong precinct. Redhorse adds the Plus Codes do have limits, but she's encouraging service providers to use them. Redhorse says she took on the project and was determined to make a difference after her mother experienced a stroke and emergency personnel couldn't easily reach her, waiting for an hour as she tried to explain her location. Redhorse says because of the Plus Codes, firefighters and paramedics response time has been shortened by at least 30 minutes.
So they're able to get to these homes. And that was another way we've seen that it was beneficial. A lot of people would like to see it help them on the postal side, but we're still trying to reach out to distributors to see if they can implement this code into their system.
Ahead of next year's presidential election, Redhorse says her message to Indigenous members is your vote does matter and your voice can be heard. In addition to rural Utah, similar models have also been implemented in densely populated urban areas that also lack addresses in countries like Brazil, Egypt, and India. For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. This story was produced with original reporting from Peter Young for Yes Media. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.